This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the hard-hitting analysis you won't find anywhere else.
Game 5 victory! Cowboys win!
This is Love of a Star.
Welcome on into a special edition of the Love of the Star. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, and the one and only Ryan Baldinger. You know Baldy. We've had him on the show before. And we love getting to chat all things ball with Baldy. How are you doing, sir? Thank you for giving us some time this morning. And I just want to get this out of the way because this is the boring conversation question. What the hell do you think is going to happen with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys here, sir?
Well, everybody wants to know. I saw Abdul Carter on Wednesday up at the Jets-Giants scrimmage. He asked me the same question. I think the deal's going to get done. We have seen these things get protracted before with Dallas. I don't know if this should be any different. I mean, other guys are not having to work this hard to get their money. I mean, Max Crosby's got two of them. Zach Allen got his. I mean, guys around the league on the defensive front are getting his. He's their best player. So I feel like it's going to get done. I don't think it helps that Mike is there and he's got his jersey on. And I mean, I just think some of these things, I remember Randy White in 1984 held out. He went fishing. And our opening game was against the Rams on Monday night. He showed up at the hotel on Sunday and had, you know, a bunch of sacks. And, you know, I saw Nick Bosa do this 3 years ago and showed up week one in Pittsburgh and, you know, got to the quarterback pretty good. So I think these things, sometimes they just go a lot longer than they need to. And I feel like this is going to happen as well.
Where in terms of the evaluation of Micah, is he right up there at the top in your mind in terms of most dominant defensive players? And because locally here, some people will criticize him in the run game. How do you evaluate him as a run defender? He's not just a one-trick pass rush pony, is he?
No, he's a great football player. I mean, he's as good as anybody in this business, you know, at any position. He's an elite player. And, you know, I know he missed some games last year, but for the most part, he's been healthy. If you look at, you know, Dan Quinn 3 years here, I mean, the Cowboys over that 3 year span of time led the NFL in takeaways. Nice stat to have. And Micah was a big part of the takeaways, especially against the Giants, you know, some of these other, you know, lesser teams. I mean, he forced the quarterback into all kinds of turnovers and takeaways. So he's extremely valuable. I'm anxious to see how they use him and where he's going to line up in this new scheme. And so that's sort of the unknown right now. But Micah is a great player and plays the game the right way. People can pick him apart for other things off the field, but or, you know, whatever he has to say about the team. Sometimes it's probably too much for some teams to be able to handle, but he speaks his mind. So, but, you know, when he gets stepped on the field, I mean, he's all about business. So I think this deal is going to get done. I can't tell you when or what the amount is, but I just saw Myles Garrett yesterday. We kind of know TJ Watt, you know, you just know the company that he's in. It really shouldn't be very difficult to get done.
One thing we've talked about with our other co-host, Brian Broaddus, is, you know, at what point could he be in danger of playing week one? I mean, regardless on if this thing gets done or not, just him physically getting that ramp up period to be ready to go. Eric and I kind of think, regardless, he's playing in week one, even if he's on a pitch count.
Oh, this ramp up stuff is a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of crap. Ramp up. You're a football player. Put the pads on, put the bucket on, and go play, period. I saw, and honestly, I saw Nick Bosa do the same thing two or three years ago. Came to Pittsburgh and just destroyed the quarterback. These guys, that's just a term, ramp up. He needs to play. And I don't think his legs will be fresh or anybody else's out there. Like, he's going to be a terror if he signed on Saturday on Wednesday, and he played the Eagles on Thursday night on September 4th in South Philly. He'll be ready to play.
So on the other side of the ball here for the Cowboys, Baldy, not having Tyler Guyton throughout training camp and preseason, and hopefully he'll be ready for week one. But when you have a new coaching staff, new offensive line coach, and they're trying to, from what I understand, they wanted to get to training camp and figure out exactly what their guys could do to figure out, okay, who do we want to be, especially the way we run the football. How much does that hurt that sort of development, not having a guy like Guyton out there for the better part of the camp and the preseason?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, he needs to play. I mean, he needs to develop. He's far from being a finished product. You know, my fear is, like, honestly, you want to play your best five guys if he's not ready. And so do you put Tyler Smith back out there and put, you know, Hoffman or somebody in at guard? I mean, that's kind of like the question right now to me. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable putting Asim Richards out there against the guys they're going to see in Philadelphia. So, you know, for opening game. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. They need that front five to be really good and to be healthy and to line up every week. It's a foundation. They've invested heavily in those guys. And so Cooper Beebe and, you know, Booker and the whole group, I mean, they've invested very, very a lot of resources. And if Tyler Guyton can't go, if he's not ready to go week one, then there might be a real juggling act in my mind.
For anybody that doesn't already tune into Baldy's breakdowns, you need to. That is educational right there. What are your expectations overall? You just laid it out. You got some second-year guys. Terrence Steele has had an up-and-down career, battled injuries. What are your expectations for this offensive line? Maybe a best-case scenario, worst-case scenario?
I mean, I think they could be if they're all healthy. I think they have the ability to be, you know, somewhere around the top five. I wouldn't put them all the way up there. I got to see how Tyler Booker plays and how he plays next to Cooper. I mean, all this is kind of predicated upon how they play together. And so I was, you know, it was not a good performance last week, but, you know, that's all right. That's just backups in there. But I would say that the top end, they could be a top five. But if they're not in the top 10, that will be a major disappointment.
What type of respect level do you have for the Clayton Adams offensive coordinator coming in, running a lot of stuff for Arizona in the ground game, and just what they were able to do? And we're pretty excited about the prospect of kind of what he might be bringing to the table here in Dallas.
Well, I mean, if you look at just say James Conner, I mean, probably had his two best seasons in the last 2 years, but they ran the ball very well. I mean, if you look at some of the wins that Arizona's had, including the win against the Cowboys 2 years ago and the win against the Eagles 2 years ago. I mean, they went on the road against Pittsburgh. They went on the road and just ran the ball down teams' throats with some guys that people don't really know who their names are. But nevertheless, the way that they committed to the run was impressive. And then the way that they did it for most weeks, for most weeks, it was pretty impressive. So I think that's a good foundation to any football team. I mean, you're seeing this trend around the league right now. The Eagles ran it 725 times in 21 games last year. I mean, it's the third most in NFL history. But, you know, you look at Detroit, you know, you look at Green Bay, you look at Baltimore. I mean, the trend is to run it more than they're throwing it. And it's sort of thrown a real wrench into all the analytics out there that's saying you got to throw it to win. And the Eagles, when they tried to do that early in the season, they didn't look like a very good football team. And then they figured it out after week four and a terrible, you know, just a terrible beatdown by Tampa to kind of change their approach. So that's what's going on in this league. And I don't think it's going to stop. I think that's the trend. And so Clayton is right there with it.
Do you think the Cowboys need a difference-making back, or can they get by
with
what they've got right now?
Yeah, I don't like it, honestly. I mean, I've been saying this now since last year. The Cowboys have been great when they have great backs. I mean, I go back to Dorsett, and you go back before Dorsett, but certainly Emmett and certainly Zeke in his prime. Like, when they're good or to great, they've got a great back. And if you look around the league right now, you look at, you know, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, you know, you look at Derrick Henry, you look at Saquon, look at these teams that are winning, look at their running backs. And so, I mean, no offense to Miles, no offense to Devontae or anybody else there, but they're not great backs. They've had opportunities to be great at certain points in their careers. They don't look like that now. So I'm concerned. Like, it doesn't look like a Cowboys team, a great team, until you put a great back, you know, with the star on the side of their helmet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Brian Schottenheimer's been talking a lot about just the theoretical advantage of teams not knowing what they want to do offensively, because it's kind of a hodgepodge of different coaches there on the coaching staff, and nobody really knows what the offense is going to be. Do you think there's any merit to that? And how would a guy like Fangio be trying to prepare for the Cowboys in week one, not seeing Prescott out on the field? They're trying to keep it super vanilla. Is there much of it an advantage to be had there, you think, just the element of surprise?
No, because the game is a won and loss in the trenches. So you whip the guys in front of you. Jalen Carter goes and whips, you know, Tyler Booker. I mean, that would be a good matchup week one. You know, I'm looking forward to it. But, I mean, that's where Jalen's going to line up, you know. And they, you know, the Eagles, some of these teams, the Ravens, they don't really care what you want to do. Like, they're going to whip you at the line of scrimmage. And when you do, all the magic and sizzle and all the things that a guy like Ben Johnson could do, if he can't control the line of scrimmage, all that stuff that he did, the hook and lateral, I mean, you pick a play. All the different things that he did with formations and creativity, unbalanced lines, all the stuff he did, all this stuff kind of goes away if you can't control the line of scrimmage.
Where do you stand on playing your starters in the preseason? I'm getting sick and tired of the Cowboys not playing anybody. I think you got a lot of guys that need to play that haven't done anything in the NFL. I don't know why you're sitting guys like Hunter Lipke and even Tyler Booker, who's a rookie.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I was on the set last week with Gerald McCoy. Been a great defensive tackle in the league. Didn't work out in Dallas for him. But we were saying it all week. Like, why isn't Caleb Williams playing? Why isn't Tyler Booker playing? I mean, it's just going around the league. These guys need to play. The only way you get better is by playing. And so they're curtailed by how many days they can be in pads and scrimmages and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But games are a good time to go play. And so and to see what you can do, because whether it's your pad level or your techniques or your fundamentals, like, you only get better by playing. And so nobody got better by doing mental reps. So I don't – like, you can't – I don't believe you could play this game with the fear of injury. I just don't think you can play it. Like, you can't legislate against it. Guys get hurt in innocuous ways. Rashawn Slater is pass setting the other day, and, you know, his patellar tendon blows on him. I can't explain it. Nobody can. But you can't live in fear of that. In fact, you're going to have more injuries if you don't play. You got to toughen the body up. You got to condition it. You got to build some calluses. Like, guys need to play.
Baldy, we were having some fun a couple of weeks ago just talking through the exercise of when you're building out the perfect run game, how would you approach the hierarchy of need there in terms of what's the most important? Is it the offensive line? Is it the scheme and the offensive line coach, so to speak, or the back? Of those three, how do you power rank to build the best offensive line in terms of importance?
Well, I mean, if you're going to build out the run game, it's about the line, the line, the line. I mean, if you take San Francisco, who's been a great running team, all right, under Kyle Shanahan, obviously Christian McCaffrey, when healthy, is as good as there is. But if you take Trent Williams out of that line and they go run the ball, they don't run it very good. I mean, but he's an elite player. So, you know, if you take Lane Johnson out of the Eagles, Saquon Barkley probably doesn't run for 2,000 yards. Like, there's just a reason why the run game works, and it starts up front. And you can scheme, and scheme is important. You know, watching, you know, guys coach the wide zone in this business for the last 25 years, like, you know, if you're coaching it right, you're going to have somebody that's yelling down your throat every play, every day. And it takes that. It takes that precision. I saw Jeff Stoutland yesterday in Philadelphia against scrimmaging against the Browns. I mean, he never takes a day off with those guys. They're always working. The backups all are always getting work because they're one play away. And so I think it starts and finishes with the line. I can draw up all the run plays, two back, one back, shotgun, option, like all the stuff. But if you can't move bodies and control the line of scrimmage, all that scheme stuff doesn't really work.
You are listening to Love the Star podcast. Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Baldy, back to the Cowboys here in just a second, but if you were at the practice there, Browns and Eagles, what did you think of the post-practice beer there with the offensive linemen?
They threw me one. What was I going to do? You know, Landon Dickerson threw me a beer. I caught it one-handed and popped it and busted a cold one with those guys, and it was good. I mean, it wasn't – I mean, I don't know if people make it a big deal. I'm not really paying attention. But honestly, you know, Landon Dickerson is one of the great people in this game. He could build anything with his hands. If he gets his hands on you, it's over. Like, he just had a scope on his knee. He's going to be fine. But, you know, to see Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller, you know, and Lane and, you know, the guys over there, Jack Conklin. I mean, they're just like, they just went through 2.5 hours in the heat. Every single drill was live contact. They popped a cold one. I mean, it's what Landon does. It seemed pretty harmless to me, but it led to some really fun, good discussions, and a lot of it wasn't really about football. It was about other things. So we had a good time.
I love that. I love that. The photos of it were absolutely fantastic. You mentioned Landon Dickerson. If he's unable to go week one, how much of a difference is that for the Eagles offensive line?
Well, it's a difference because him and Mulata have been together now for, you know, every bit of 3 years together. It's a Pro Bowl left side. But, you know, one thing about the Eagles – or about at least their offensive line. Like, Matt Pryor was drafted by the Eagles. He went and played in Indianapolis. He played in San Francisco. He started in Chicago last year. Where is he? He's back in Philly. You know, because, like, they don't care. They don't care like where he's went or he took a check someplace else. Like, he can still play. He's 345 pounds. He's a massive guy. Like, do they have to plug Matt Pryor in there for a week or two? They will. They won't be the same because he's not the same player that Landon is. But, you know, he's serviceable. They lose Mekhi Becton. Tyler Steen's ready to go. I saw him working with Miles Hinton and, you know, Drew Kindle and all these guys they drafted. They're getting them ready to play. They'll put their best five guys out there. That I know.
Mazi Smith has been certainly a lot of Cowboy fans' public enemy number one.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think it's fair to maybe cut ties on an early first round pick and admit this isn't going to work here? We need to move on, and maybe it's best for both sides for him to get a fresh start and for us to move on.
Well, I mean, you know, by the third year, you got to know, you know, he's drafted high to be that guy that can take, you know, a lot of the heat off the linebackers and get to the quarterback, and he hasn't done it. So it's been a major disappointment. Is he a bust yet? I don't know. He said he lost weight, did all these things. Let's see him play this year. They need him to play good. They need him and Odigizua and the guys inside to be effective and to really push the pocket. If you're not pushing the pocket in this league, every quarterback in this league that's any good can avoid pressure from the outside. Excuse me. They have a hard time doing that on the inside. And so they need him to be good. They need him to push the pocket on a regular basis. The amount of sacks don't really matter, but quarterback pressures do matter. And so, because if the quarterback's got to move, well, presumably Micah, Ezeraku, like all these guys, Dante Fowler, like all these guys, you know, can chase these quarterbacks. So that's what you want. Get them off the spot. And Mazi's job is in part after, you know, plugging the run and really limiting the inside runs. Like, he's got to be able to get to the quarterback. If he can't, then at some point you do cut ties.
What's your optimism on the Cowboys offense this year? I know the running back situation is a little bit bleak, but the George Pickens addition, like this passing game, that should be putting defenses in some level of a bind, shouldn't it?
Look, I think they could be good. I mean, when Dak plays 17 games, they're a good offense. You know, he knows where to go with the ball, and you know, he completes a lot of passes, throws for a lot of yards. I mean, if Dak's out there for 17, there'll be a good offense. I mean, I want to like Joe Milton, but, I mean, he couldn't complete a pass in the first quarter and a half the other day. I know it's just preseason, but the ball was sailing everywhere. Like, I don't know if you're going to win games right now with Joe Milton. You might want him on your team. You might want him to run the scout team. Like, he looks a long ways away from being a guy that can move you down the field. So they need Dak in there for 17 games this year. And if he is, I think their offense would be all right. I'm a little concerned about the running game just because they don't look like they've got that workhorse thing. They might do it by committee, but I don't think the committee scares anybody. So, you know, they could put a lot on Dak. Like, they haven't had an ex receiver like George Pickens. Like, he can drive you crazy. There's no question about it, but he is talented and he can wow you. So, you know, CD is an amazing player. If Pickens gives him something at that X position, gives him a lot, and the offense line comes together and Dak stays healthy, a lot of ifs, but that's every team. Like, they should be a good offense.
Having seen the Eagles now in camp, and you're around them all the time, the Giants as well, we know what the Commanders did last year, and Jaden Daniels going into year two. What do you think about the NFC heading into the season? And what would be a successful first year for Brian Schottenheimer as head coach of the Cowboys?
Well, it's vastly improved. You know, I mean, Washington won 14 games last year. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. The NFC Championship was played between those two teams. They went to Detroit and put up 45 points on a team that won 15 games last year. When you watch the Giants, they're improved everywhere. They're improved on the defense front. Abdul Carter is going to be an amazing player. But that front could be as scary as any front. There's front four could be as scary as any front in all of football. They're much better on the back end. Javon Holland, Paulson Adebo, they're much better on the back end. Like, the running game, I mean, you know, we'll see what Russell Wilson does, but Jackson Dart's going to get out there this year. Like, I think that kid's got what it takes to win games in the SEC, going into Baton Rouge, going into Tuscaloosa, going into those cities, Athens, and winning and playing well. Like, the atmosphere doesn't get any harder to play in than those atmospheres. So I think that kid's going to be ready. They're a much improved team. I don't know if they're going to make the jump like Washington did a year ago, but if the quarterback comes on and plays anywhere near Jaden Daniels, they're going to be a lot better, whatever quarterback is in there. So the NFC East is a beast right now.
What about in general with the NFC? Everybody wants to talk about the Eagles and the Lions for sure. But outside of those teams, do you see a team like the Niners coming back? Do you see maybe J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings doing something, perhaps the Rams? How do you see the landscape?
Well, I mean, Tampa is a factor. They just are. They've got the Eagles number. They're a very good team. You know, Atlanta can be good. They look like they're missing a few pieces, especially maybe in the secondary. But they're going to be good. They're going to run the ball really well. If Michael Penix plays to his potential, like, they're going to be a factor. Minnesota's got a great team around the quarterback. They're a great team around the quarterback. They've upgraded the offensive line. They led the league in takeaways last year. Flores, you know, got basically a Rubik's Cube on defense that teams can't really figure out. So they're going to be a really good team. The quarterback steps up, and the coach is really good, Kevin O'Connell. Like, they're going to be a factor. But so there's all kinds. I mean, Seattle won 10 games, didn't make the playoffs last year, and now they're in their second year. So, I mean, there's competition in every division. Watch out for Arizona. They have improved themselves tremendously on defense. They can run the ball. If Kyler, you know, can get the passing game going and take care of the football, like, there's a lot of competition in every single division in the NFC.
All right, Baldy, we shake up the crystal ball. Are the Cowboys a playoff team this year?
I don't believe so. I don't think they are. I think that they are. There's just too much. And that's not the noise that's going on with Micah or anything else. I just don't see them playing at the level that you have to play at to be a playoff team right now. I don't see. They've taken on a lot of guys that have failed in other places. Kyrie Allen, Peyton Turner. I mean, just go Solomon Thomas. Just go through the list of all these guys they brought in. They're on the streak for a reason. You know, they haven't Kenneth Murray. Like, you just go through the list of guys they brought in. They look like they're failed players to me. If they were playing to their status and their draft status, they would be in the teams that they drafted them. And they've all moved to different teams right now. So I don't know how good this roster is right now.
Well, Baldy, this has been a real treat, man. We cannot thank you enough for hopping on, giving us a little bit of time here. We love your work, and hopefully we can get this going here a little bit more often.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I played for the Cowboys. I mean, it's not like I'm cheering for 32 teams, but I want the Cowboys. When the Cowboys are good, we're a better league. I'll be there Thursday night, September 4th, doing the game for national radio. When the Cowboys are good, even when they're not good, they're relevant. But when they're good, like, you can't get – you know, they're going to be on national TV six times. We need the Cowboys to be good in this league for the league to, you know, to be as good as it can be. So I want to see them win 10, 11 games under Shoddy this year.
Well, we appreciate it, man. Heck yeah. Hopefully the Cowboys can do something, surprise some people. But I think we're all in a similar boat as we look at this team right now. Probably not a playoff team, but maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe they'll surprise us. Baldy, you're the man. We appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you guys soon.
Appreciate you.
Yep. Take care.
There he goes. Brian Baldinger with us here on Love of the Star. You can always listen to Love of the Star. It is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We appreciate you. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo. Big thank you to Brian Baldinger. We got preseason action coming up tomorrow against the Ravens. We'll have a postgame report for you. Until then, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.